The wave came crashing down, a giant wall of white water barreling toward Logan Tom. He sucked in his breath, pushing down hard on the front of his board with all his weight. He dove deep beneath the white water, seconds before it swallowed him whole. As the currents fought to rip Logan from his board, a strange calm settled his pounding heart. Surrounded by the whiteness of the churning surf overhead, he wondered what it'd be like if he could stay down there forever. He could forget about graduation, forget about leaving the only life he'd ever known behind, forget his deadbeat dad, his mom working two shifts, the fight with Finn at the prom. He could just chill out in the deep murky green of the Pacific with some mermaid honeys getting high on killer seaweed bud. Z-Boy could supply him with a steady stream of pepperoni mini pizzas, and at night they could surf the glassy waves by the light of the moon. That would be the life. He shot up to the top, blasting out into a roar of unruly surf. Then he remembered why he was out there. He needed to feel alive again. He needed to ride a perfect monster wave. "God damn, that's what I'm talking about!" he shouted, wiping the dark, tangled mane away from his eyes. Logan grinned at the set of massive waves lining up before them. They were way bigger than they'd ever surfed before, that's for sure. And they kept coming, one after another. Z-Boy flung back his bleach-blonde dreads as he forged ahead.
"Perfect monster waves, brah! Just what the doctor ordered!"
His real name was Zane, but he called himself Z-Boy after that crazy Dogtown Zephyr Boys surf team, which he totally idolized. Now he was trying to live up to that gonzo reputation.
"Hell yeah, bring it on!"
Logan laughed as he headed into the surf. These were real beasts, 2 to 3 times his height, thick and explosive. He had heard that when the fearless big wave rider, Manoa Drolle, rode his perfect monster wave, his whole life crystallized before him, and he suddenly realized his purpose in life. "Playing with death will do that to you," he thought, as he shot up over the top of the final mammoth wave of the set. Logan and Z-Boy fought their way through a rolling sea of thick, snapping foam to the lineup, where maybe 15 hardcore locals were waiting for the next waves. He had only a minute to catch his breath before he felt the water slowly pulling him out to sea.
"God damn, check it out, Z,"
Logan said in awe as a massive wave rose from the deep waters of the bay, blocking out the horizon. It was so far out that it would have been impossible for them to catch it. Z-Boy pointed to the small figure shooting across the face of the monster.
"Shit, Finn got it," said Z-Boy.
Riding the beast was Finn Hamilton, the hottest 17-year-old surfer in Southern California. Wearing his trademark orange trunks and his newly shaved head, Finn fearlessly attacked the monster curl, riding it like a true big wave rider. He disappeared deep into the tube that surrounded him, as the other surfers whooped and hollered at his triumph. But suddenly, they went silent when the wave closed out on Finn with a huge thwomp. Logan was the only one grinning. He hoped that one hurt.
"Bastard. See, karma pays."
He knew that wave would hold Finn down for a while. At least that was some form of payback. Logan and the others scrambled and dove under the wave's oncoming whitewater. When they emerged on the other side, Z-Boy shook his head at Logan.
"Dude, you can't hold a grudge forever."
"It's only been a month. Can I hate the guy at least that long?" Logan huffed. He gazed at the horizon, anticipating the next wave. Z-Boy paddled past him.
"I think you're jealous."
Logan shot a look at Z-Boy.
"Of Finn Hamilton?"
"Yeah. 'Cause Finn got a sponsor and is going on tour and has a famous surfer dad." Logan rolled his eyes.
"So? So? Okay, how about this? You can't stand that he has all that and he beat your ass."
Logan glanced toward the shore to see if Finn was paddling back. He couldn't see him.
"One punch is not a beating, and it wouldn't have happened if he hadn't stolen my date." "Dude, you didn't even like that girl."
Logan paddled farther out, waiting for a rise in the water. He knew Z-Boy was right, of course. He had taken that girl just so he wouldn't show up at the prom alone. Then Logan got drunk and kept mocking Finn's success in front of everybody. Maybe he was jealous, or maybe he was just trying to show Finn up. But their long friendship took a big hit that night when things got out of hand. They hadn't talked since. Logan wiped the hair out of his eyes. "Why are you taking his side? I taught that sellout how to ride." "Yeah? Well, maybe that'll get you some more free wax at Shredder's." Finn's dad, the legendary Buddy Shredder Hamilton, ran the biggest surf shop in Southern California.